It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Turns out it didn't matter that the White House disdained the traditional 100 days as a hallmark holiday. The media and the public have been counting down to this week when Barack Obama will have been in office 100 days. So he's decided to join him. The president will hold a town hall meeting plus a primetime news conference. And all this week, NPR is looking at the Obama administration, measuring its progress against the goals and benchmarks laid down by Mr. Obama himself. This morning, we look at one of his most daunting challenges, fixing the economy. Here's NPR economics correspondent John Itzte.
The habit of assessing a president's accomplishments after his first 100 days in office goes back to the first administration of Franklin D. Roosevelt. In his first 100 days, Roosevelt laid the foundations for the New Deal. It's an almost impossible standard to meet, says former Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Alan Blinder.
I often say that Roosevelt cursed future presidents with the 100 days concept. It's just too short.
In normal times, new presidents can't hope to match Roosevelt's accomplishments. In that regard, President Obama has an advantage. These aren't normal times. In fact, they're the most challenging economic times since the Great Depression. So challenging, says Douglas Holtz Eakin, John McCain's top economic advisor, that Mr. Obama began to influence economic policy even before he was inaugurated.
This is the longest first 100 days, at least in my lifetime. President Obama actually became the leader right after his election.
Holtz Eakin says President Obama should get high marks for boosting confidence and providing guidance on economic policy during that period. In fact, on January 8th, nearly 2 weeks before he was inaugurated, he set some benchmarks during a speech at George Mason University as he outlined his stimulus plan.
A plan I am confident will save or create at least 3 million jobs over the next few years.
But not just a plan to briefly stimulate the economy, but a plan to fund some of the proposals Mr. Obama emphasized in his campaign.
And that's why we'll invest in priorities like energy and education, health care, and a new infrastructure that are necessary to keep us strong and competitive in the 21st century.
Mr. Obama said the stimulus needed to be around $800 billion. And on February 17th, the president signed a stimulus package worth $787 billion. It had passed Congress on a party-line vote. That was a disappointment for Mr. Obama, who failed to generate the bipartisan cooperation he'd called for during his campaign. But the bill funds virtually all of the president's priorities. Alan Blinder, now a professor at Princeton, says he would grade the administration's performance on turning the economy around in its first 100 days as a high incomplete.
I give them quite high marks for getting a pretty decent, though certainly not perfect, stimulus bill, large in magnitude and reasonably constructed through Congress very quickly. That was an achievement. The reason it's incomplete is the execution is almost entirely still in the future.
Only a tiny portion of stimulus spending has gotten into the economy's arteries so far, says Blinder. But the Obama tax cuts started kicking in on April 1st, and they should provide a boost to the economy. As for the forecast of 3 million jobs created or saved, Blinder says it's a reasonable estimate. Douglas Holtz Eakin says it's impossible to tell. Holtz Eakin does give Mr. Obama credit for quick passage of the stimulus package and says it will boost growth.
The criticisms are really twofold. Number one, we could have done better for the money we spent, and I believe that deeply. And number two, instead of being temporary and designed to help recovery, it contained too much, which was long-term spending that sends us on a trajectory we can't afford.
Even given those criticisms, though, Holtz Eakin thinks the administration deserves a lot of credit.
I, for one, can identify lots of warts, but this country is in a better position now than it was 100 days ago.
Holtz Eakin thinks there ought to be a second review in another 100 days. It would assess whether the Obama administration has addressed some of the flaws in its achievements, which were of necessity made in great haste. John Itzte, NPR News, Washington.
And all this week, we'll be examining how President Obama has done so far against the benchmarks he laid out for himself. You can see a scorecard from our reporters at npr.org.